My name is Kevin McKeown. I'm the head of RE here in Notre Dame. I'm also the chaplain. So the two roles go very, very well together. So as the head of RE, I'm responsible for teaching curriculum RE, which means developing the children's knowledge and understanding of religion. And by religion, we would mean not just the Catholic teachings, but also the teachings of other religions, because we're very much aware that we live in a multicultural society, multi-faith society. So we want to prepare our children to live as Catholics within that, and hence we look at other religions besides Catholicism.
And that's not necessarily easy in today's world, because this school years ago was completely Catholic, and now you've got a complete range.
We have, while predominantly would be Catholic youngsters, we have children from other Christian backgrounds. Although when I say Christian backgrounds, again, looking at in the modern world, Christian background can be quite vague. And people, the youngsters who are not Catholic, will identify themselves as Protestant, not realising that in a sense there's no such thing as Protestantism. You have to belong to a denomination. So the fact they use the description Protestant indicates they really don't know very much about it. We also have a number of Muslim students, one or two Hindus. But obviously even our own Catholic students, in many, many cases, are having less and less contact with the Catholic community. And when we are aware the practice is quite low, and that's in keeping with what seems to be happening, you know, throughout the country. Okay. So it's something it's quite disturbing, and as head of RE and chaplain, it's something that, you know, gives me great cause for concern as to what we might do. And I think it's a huge dilemma, and many writers at the moment are writing about the crisis of passing on the faith, as it were. So we don't seem to be very successful at them in our particular, you know, point in history of passing on faith. So it is a dilemma.
Well, you've been heavily involved in preparing the students for the visit of the relics of Saint Therese. Now, for some of the students, the relics are going to be very important, and for some, you're going to have a job explaining that relics have a significance. Mm. So how have you approached that?
Well, you're absolutely correct. To just, in a bold way, describe the relics is to, you know, elicit a reaction of horror or incomprehension, really. So the way to approach it, obviously, is to look at the children's experience. So try and say, how would you feel if you got the chance to meet a big celebrity, or how would you feel if you got the chance to go to auction and buy something that had belonged to somebody that you really admired. Also, because one of the things that a lot of the girls connect with are ceremonies around death. That's something that is a big link still with the church, the idea of the funeral and what goes on around that. So to try and get them to understand that there are physical ways you can use to identify yourself and keep yourself connected with people who've lived before. That's the way that we try to do it. Now, how successful we are remains to be seen. There are one or two students who've mentioned that their nans have told them that the relics are coming. So there is a knowledge within some families. So all we can hope for is that the families where that knowledge does exist matches whatever we've tried to do, and it does have an impact on some. And tomorrow morning, we're taking a coach load of students who've expressed an interest in going to the cathedral. So we leave at 9:30 for a visit. So we're obviously looking forward to that. Mm. Very interested in the and the reaction to the students.